The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russian.
That's the explanation the president gave just one day after saying he believed Vladimir Putin when the Russian president said Russia did not meddle in the U.S. election.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
The president's contradiction of the findings of his own intelligence agencies left Republican leadership with the task of having to warn Russia not to do it again.
I think the Russians need to know that there are a lot of us who fully understand what happened in 2016, and it really better not happen again in 2018.
Leaving open the possibility of further sanctions.
I understand the desire and the need to have good relations. That's perfectly reasonable. But Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests and it does not share our values.
And while leadership did not openly criticize Trump, some Republicans were frustrated by the worldwide impact of his comments.
It undermines our moral authority. It's a real gut punch to our sovereignty.
A view shared across the aisle.
As we all know, Putin is a ruthless leader who seeks to tear down our alliances, undermine Western unity, and destroy democracy. With the eyes of the world on them, it's plain that the President of the United States is now Putin's willing accomplice.
For now, it appears Republicans will bring Secretary of State Mike Pompeo up to Capitol Hill as early as this week to field lawmakers' questions about Russian involvement in American politics. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.